Jesus said to his disciples, "If your brother sins against you, go and tell him his fault between you and him alone. If he listens to you, you have won over your brother. If he does not listen, take one or two others along with you, so that every fact may be established on the testimony of two or three witnesses. If he refuses to listen to them, tell the church. If he refuses to listen even to the church, then treat him as you would a Gentile or a tax collector. Amen, I say to you, whatever you bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. Again, amen, I say to you, if two of you agree on earth about anything for which they are to pray, it shall be granted to them by my heavenly Father. For where two or three are gathered together in my name, there am I in the midst of them." The Gospel of the Lord. If your brother has sinned against you, you should go and speak to him of his sin between you and him alone. And this, with this opening line, Jesus turns to what in seminary we called fraternal correction, and the call to let another person know when there was something that they were doing that they needed to change in order to grow in their relationship with God and in holiness. And that's a difficult subject, I think, for us. But our first reading tells us that, as difficult as that may be, that our Christian faith is not something that's just lived in isolation. It's not just about us and our own relationship with God and our own personal morality, but that we do bear a responsibility for the well-being of others around us. We bear a responsibility for their material well-being, but we also bear a certain responsibility for their moral well-being. There is a part of us that is called by God to lead others to goodness and to Christ. And that means that when we see somebody who is hurting themselves or hurting others, that there is a responsibility within us to speak, to call them back to wholeness, and to call them back to holiness. Now, certainly, that is something that needs to be done with a lot of prudence and a lot of care. But Jesus' words, I think, point to kind of a danger that we encounter when we encounter conflict with others. I think very often the temptation that we receive when we find ourselves in conflict with others is to become silent. To be silent. And silence is deadly in relationship. It's deadly in our relationship with God when we stop praying, when we close ourselves off. It is deadly in the experience of marriage and in our relationships with family, with siblings, with family and friends. Silence is a way in which we put a barrier between ourselves and others. Silence is also something that often leads to the development of resentment in our hearts. When we fail to really dialogue with another person, we allow resentment to grow. And that resentment makes it difficult not only for us to find and renew relationship with the person in front of us, but it makes it a little bit more difficult for us to love people in general. The other great temptation in the experience of conflict with another person is to run out and talk very freely with everybody else and not the person that I'm in conflict with. We can go out and kind of rally our troops. We can go out and talk with other people so that we're affirmed in just how badly we have been treated by the other person. And Jesus' point, I think, in our gospel reading today is that neither of those really help to restore relationship. Neither of those help bring us back to the table with the person with whom we have conflict. When we sit and speak about other people and don't go to talk to them directly, when we speak about that with others, it makes it so much more difficult for the other person to come back, for us to sit down and find reconciliation. And even when we're okay, even when myself and the other person can find some sense of restoration of relationship, it can be very difficult for everybody else to do that as well. Jesus' point in that is, as a Christian community, we are called in a very solemn way to strive to maintain unity and commitment amongst the Christian people. We're called always to remember the dignity of the human person that is in front of me. We are called to be careful about how we speak, but called also to speak when we're invited to do so. But in all things, whether we speak, whether we're silent, in all things, we are to be about restoring relationship, bringing others back to the table. When we have to challenge others, when we are called to speak out with others, we don't do that because we're called to win. It's not about winning, and it's not about being right. It's about reconciliation. It's about coming back to the altar, because it's the altar and the place of the altar where we all gather together, where we discover the very presence of Christ Himself. Amen.